How's your family?
Oh, thank you for asking. Hello, everybody. My family is still in the same place. They are close to the east of Ukraine, and they are fine. They are doing really well. But like my father, I can't remember whether I mentioned last time or not. He's a doctor. He's a surgeon. So now he's over 60 years old. He has very tough days going through night duties because all those victims of the war, they are coming to his hospital and they have to operate urgently, and that's just constant emergency. So unfortunately, I'm very happy that they are safe, but on the other hand, I'm still worried every day, and we are like taking morning and evening calls to make sure that everybody is safe and healthy.
You still have the app on your phone alerting you about air raids?
Yes. And I've got app alerting me about the attacks that are in the city where my family lives, and another one for Kiev, where is my house, so I would know whether I've got place to come back or not. And
stressful.
Yeah. That is stressful, and it's still we are trying to keep on going, and like my mom is planting her garden and taking care of what she can do, and otherwise the life is still going. We need to be strong.
And here, are you feeling still in limbo because you are not planning to settle down here? You want to go home, but you have to live here now.
It's still sort of undecisive what's the next step. And the good thing is that my child is much more settled now, and I've got least worries about him. He speaks Afrikaans already. So after months of going to South African kindergarten, he's super happy, and I'm really amazed of what those teachers are doing, the way that they bring them up. So yeah, I think for any mother, that's a very big, big importance to see the child calm and happy. And he still asks about tanks, but it's just much, much rarer now.
You and your husband both work in IT. Have you been able to continue working whilst you are here in South Africa?
I'm working remotely, yeah, so my company is still operating. We just changed our focus to different markets. So, yeah, I'm working.
Still keeping busy.
Yeah, and that's very important because it helps me to stay sane. It helps not to check Facebook or all those applications all the time, and just I have my team that I need to motivate because they are still there. So they are back to the places that were broken. So some of them just found their houses broken, and I need to support them. I need to give them job and moral support. So that's very important for me also to keep my position.
And does the running help as well?
I think running is a good way to take stress away. And there is the movement that was established probably a few years ago, much earlier much earlier before this invasion, and that's called kind race movement. So all the runners across the world, they can donate and support any project that they feel like helping. And there is a bunch of projects, whether you like animals or you want to help kids or you want to support the army, that all the money are going straight to where they need to go. And I know the person who established that, so I trust that what I'm doing can help.
It's for children, the one you're running for?
I'm personally running for children because that's something that I'm feeling much more attached to, and that's something that is partly my story as well. So I would support, obviously, if I could, I would support all the different foundations, but you should focus on something that is most important for you to make sure it works.
How does it work, though? How does the support get to where it's going?
This donation system? Oh, that's fairly easy. It's just anybody can donate with PayPal or just send money to the card. But the way is that you run, you do something, and to me it's important to actually know that I'm doing something. Because sitting that far away in the country that is still observing a little bit more already than it used to be, but still observing, I feel like I'm useless here. And when I run and I know that some people already tell me, like, we are waiting for Ukrainian flag to be in our crowd because, like, we are competing still when we run. And to attract attention to the country, to attract attention to the problem, and just to feel that I'm doing what I can, I'm doing my best. And then when I run, I donate money to where I feel like, I share it on Facebook, and then some of my friends also donate, and whether they run or not, they can donate.
Yeah, and you're running in your Ukrainian flag. Which park runs? Do you go to the same one?
I went to Halls. I went to White River. So far, I'm a little bit limited with where I can go because we are just driving not too far away. And I go with my neighbors or with my husband and my little one. It helps. It really, whether... it's just a moral support, but I when I run, I know that I cannot stop because they're not stopping, and it gives me power, it gives me strength. So.
How have you experienced the reception from locals, though, in general? A couple of weeks ago, you wrote on Facebook about a nurse you encountered. I was very skeptical about what is happening. What has been your kind of experience with us Lowfelders?
I would say that what I can see, people are really trying to understand what's happening. And I can hear on Afrikaans radio that there are lots of talks about Ukraine. But still, it's like watching the movie. So those people that I met, they're excited. They are very worried or like very emotional. But they still almost like supporting and watching movie, where you know that at the end of the at the end of this movie, the villain would be punished, the good guys win, and actors just push off their makeup and go back to the families and earn their money for filming. But here it's different. We all are not acting. We all are going through big troubles, and what I try to explain to those people who are just like supporting, go ahead, Ukraine, keep going. Unfortunately, like tomorrow, we all are going to participate in that movie, in all that drama, because the prices here are already much higher. The oil is 30% or 40% more expensive than it used to be. And since Ukraine is the biggest exporter of grains, it's also affects already the prices for sunflower oil or anything. Like cooking oil would be much higher priced. And all that will affect on everybody.
We can definitely feel the effect in South Africa of the war in Ukraine on a number of places. And I think this is what makes people realize that this actually affects all of us.
Yeah, and I obviously know that there are lots of humanitarian crises going on in South Africa that country has to cope somehow by itself, and that's not much support from the world. But the reason why the world is concerned about the situation in Ukraine is that, like, Russia is bombing our ports, where the, at this point of time there are lots of containers with grain standing and waiting to be delivered across the world. And our farmers are wearing bulletproof jackets. Sure. To actually be able to farm something, because if you look from the satellites on how our fields are at this point of time, it's like a sieve full of mines. And they are doing heroical job just to try and plant something at this point of time. So next year it's going to be even worse than it is now.
Mm.
And then, unfortunately, it would affect Africa even more. That's what United Nations are also raising a lot.
If you compare the news that you see here with the news that you get from your family, how accurate is the reporting at this stage?
Unfortunately, I don't have TV, so I'm not watching news on TV regularly, but the radio stations that we are listening to, they are quite accurate, at least those that we are listening. And the thing that probably everybody tries to avoid is that level of how gruesome it is. Because even if we post something on Facebook or social media, the networks say, like, no, we cannot post your content. It's too bad. And when we try to explain the level of violence, like the totally inhuman way how Russians do now, like, pulling out teeth of the kids and bringing them in front of the parents and say, like, now you will see and remember how Russia power, what Russia is. Mm-hmm. And they just shoot parents in front of their kids. And that stories that we get every day, like hundreds and hundreds of those stories in different countries that already took all our migrants. And that's so gruesome that it's not on radio, it's not on social media, because it's blocked. Mm. It's too painful to see and to know.